أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at حروف المقطعات area, and we've been looking at the singles. Today we're going to look at Surah Al-Qaf. Surah Al-Qaf is Surah number 50. And that's one letter. The letter Qaf, it starts with that and it's named after that. It's one of the حروف المقطعات, the special cut letters. The Prophet used to recite this chapter very frequently. It's known as the Surah of Warning to those who do not believe in divine guidance through the Prophet and those who do not believe in accountability. 45 ayat, it's a Makki Surah. The focus is basically on death, on resurrection and accountability. But let's look how it starts, because it testifies to Majd. Majd is to be in awe of divinity, because it starts off by saying, Qaf, wal Qur'an al-Majid. Qaf, I swear by the glorious Qur'an, or I swear by the Qur'an of which I'm totally in awe with. And Allah says, bal ajibu an ja'ahum mundhiru minhum. They are absolutely in wonder that for them there is a warner that's come from amongst themselves. فَكَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ. And those who cover up the truth, they say, هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. This is such a, ajib means it's such an amazing thing. They say, أَيْذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا. What? When we are dead and become dust, ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ. And that is completely, it just doesn't make sense to us, they say. So in other words, they just could not understand how that they would be able to be raised again. Now we've divided the surah into six sections. The first section is ayah 1 to 11. And in essence, it's about the wonders of creation as reflection of the inevitability of resurrection. So Allah talks about the earth. He talks about the mountains. He talks about the clouds and the water that comes from them. And he says in ayah 11, he says, Rizqan lil ibad. This is sustenance for those who are my abd, for those who are my slaves. Wa ahyayna bihi baldatan maytan kadhalika al-quruj. And we give life to the dead land. That's how the rising will be. And he makes us think. In section 2, which is ayah 12 to 15, Allah recounts the past rejectors of accountability. And amongst them are the people of Nuh, the people of Ras, you know, the deep well, the people of Thamud, Ad, Fir'aun as such, the people of Lut, the people of Ma'aika, which is Madian, and the people of Tubba. In section 3, which is ayah 16 to 21, the focus is a reflection on the human being and death. Look at what Allah says here. He says, you know what? I am closer to you than your jugular vein. I love this ayah. It's ayah 16. And here Allah says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ. And certainly we created the human being. وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسَ. And we know the waswasa, the whisperings in his soul. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. And we are nearer to him than his jugular vein. Just remember that every time you feel alone, just remember that. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are nearer to him than his jugular vein. He says there are two angels that record the deeds of human beings. Each human being, he says, has a motivator and a witness. وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِكٌ وَشَهِيدٌ. This is ayah 21. And clarity for every human being will be achieved at death. And that's why you and I are told, die before you die. It will allow us to focus on that which is really, really important. Section 4 looks at the inmates of Jahannam and their characteristics. They always cross the line. They prevent others from doing good. They're always in doubt and they put others in doubt and they associate others with Allah. Whilst in contrast, in section 5, we find the inmates of Jannah, and this is ayah 31 to 35, they're God conscious. They're always conscious of the fact that there is a creator everywhere and they continuously turn to divinity in repentance. This ayah is phenomenal. It's ayah 33 when it describes them. They say, Man khashiya ar-Rahman. They fear the Rahman, the incredibly compassionate. Bil ghayb, in ghayb, in other words, in secret. Waja'a bil kalbim munib. And they come back with a heart which is continuously returning to their Rabb. And finally, the surah ends with an admonition or admonitions. Take heed of the Qur'an. Exercise perseverance and patience, in other words, sabr in your life. Declare his perfection before the rising and setting of the sun, at night and after prostration. And this actually gives us the times of salah. And finally, possibly the most important, be mindful of the day of qiyamah, the day of accountability. The surah ends with a statement, ayah 45, where Allah says, نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know best what they say. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارِ. You are not someone who has to compel them to goodness. فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ. Remind him by means of the Qur'an. مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدِ. The one who fears the promise of accountability. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to be conscious of death, resurrection and accountability, and know that he is closer to us than our jugular vein. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alim.